Scarlet Ribbons. The man in the small room with me is a convicted murderer. He is immense and simple, looks as if he was raised on potatoes and homemade biscuits. I'd lay money that before he wound up here, his clothes smelled of bacon grease. He knows I'm uneasy. I know he knows, because he looked me square in the eye, grinned, and told me so. Still, the New York Times Magazine has given me an assignment, and although I may be edgy in this prison, in this room with concrete blocks close all around, with this bulky killer 2 feet away, I must complete it. I am to determine if the prisoner is happy. The first person to whom I ever administered an intramuscular injection was a cheery wee granny. I see her still, seated on a hospital chair, flannel gown hiked up to expose her left quadriceps, head fluffed with a blessing of fine white curls, smile as sweet and warm as a batch of sugar cookies. The steel needle is cocked an inch from her skin, and she chirps, "Have you ever done this before?" "Oh, yes," I lie, brightly, smoothly, never breaking eye contact. Heraclitus said you can never step in the same river twice. Jorge Luis Borges said time is forever dividing itself toward innumerable futures, that we choose one alternative at the expense of all others. We can never be who we set out to be, but will always be who we were. I went to college to become a nurse. I became a writer. We spring from a thicket of tangents. I remember the exact moment I decided to become a nurse. I was reading Sports Illustrated in the high school library. I was supposed to be in world literature class, but the university recruiter was in town.